This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Higher start to the week, at least for the overnight session. You got the corn finding some buying up 3.75 in the May contract. Beans up about 9.25 in their May contract. Wheat following along a little bit after getting beat up to close out last week. We are starting. I mean, we're talking about 13 to 14 weeks straight for the beans. We're talking about 9 straight weeks for the corn. Now that we're starting to see the open interest decline a little bit, that shows that the funds are starting to maybe lighten up on these positions. As of last Tuesday, they went from their record short position of 340,000 contracts to just short 295,000 contracts right now. So still a lot of ways to go just to get back to a neutral position on the corn. Beans did increase their short position through last Tuesday, about 24,000 contracts. They are now short 160,000, and that's roughly 95% of their overall record short. So as we look at this, there's nothing that's really bullish just yet. Yes, there's a little bit of dryness in Argentina, but to see the funds start to lighten up a little bit is going to help us maybe stabilize these markets and even maybe bring us back up a little bit.
Greg, with South America, it seems like the picture clearing up a little bit. We're finally getting a little bit closer to knowing exactly what's happening in South America as far as harvest and planting that second safrinha corn crop. But kind of what is the situation right now for South America?
Well, they're moving along very quickly in Brazil. You know, obviously, some of the drier conditions, some of the drier areas probably don't have as high of yield, so that helps things up. That also means that they're harvesting faster. That also means that they're planting that safrinha corn faster. So that is something to watch. Obviously, they want to try and get it in by a certain time because there is a dry period, a seasonal dry period that comes up as you go into what would be spring for us, would be April and May timeframe. So they're going to be pushing to get as much of that corn planted as quickly as possible. And then as you look at Argentina, they've been back and forth. They started out really, really good. Then they've had a few bouts of heat and dryness that puts a little bit of a question mark on things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to fail by any means. We're looking at a record production out of South America at this point. So that is what leads to a lot of the bearishness that's in our markets. Plus, you also have low prices down there that we actually can't really touch, especially on the soybean side of things. So at this point, they are still in the driver's seat when it comes to exports. On the corn side of things, we have a slight advantage, but we've seen that that demand for corn keeps steady. It's not great, but it's kept steady, whereas the beans have fallen off pretty substantially over the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Flipping over to the other side of the ag marketplace, and what's happening with the protein sector?
Well, we finished the week very strong. It started looking Tuesday through Thursday, looked like we were just going to completely fall out of bed on the cattle side of things. And then we had a nice strong move on Friday to get ourselves back up near those weekly highs. So you're in a little bit more of a sideways pattern for the last couple of weeks on the cattle market. You're starting to see a little bit of negativity in some of the oscillators, some of the technical picture, but overall, it is still a market that's holding a longer term uptrend. So we'll continue to watch that. The hog market continues very strong. It's had a couple of days where it looked like it was going to fall apart. Early last week, there was a gap lower on the chart. Came back, finished with an outside day up on Friday, very strong from a technical standpoint. So we'll have to continue to watch that because as we continue to watch this uptrend hold, and it's basically held since the beginning of the year, or it started at the beginning of the year, we've also seen the open interest increase on this market. So as you're going into an uptrend, if the open interest continues to increase, It does bode well for holding higher prices in the near future.
Is China still having issues with its hog market, and is that helping the United States at all? Is that playing into this?
it is playing into it, but it's, you know, we are also seasonally, this is when we do start to see things. We've seen very good pork exports for the, to start this year. Actually, we finished the year strong. We're starting this year strong. So that also is 2 months of this year is doing what we typically would see is a very strong start to the year. These spring, these winter and spring contracts are doing very, very well.
And then, Greg, when we think about the demand picture right now, we are getting to the point where we start to think about grilling season. And, man, this very nice weather we're having early in the year is probably pushing us to that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, very very interesting to kind of see this. Now, obviously, it's going to start to get to the point where everybody wants to get out and be active. That's great. We want to see that. But it also one of those things where we always do tend to see a maybe a late April or early May snow. So it'll keep people watching. I know from what we saw over the weekend, you know, mid 60s to 70s, and then it dips right back down into the 40s, and we do see the chance of some snow later on this week. So there is, you know, little bits here and there, maybe a wintry mix still kind of in the cards. We're not quite there yet, but we've had a heck of a winter. The only thing I would be concerned about when it comes to like maybe the growing season or even just the livestock in general is you do have a little bit drier bias in Iowa. That could be an issue. And when you start to talk about whether you're putting cattle out to pasture or anything like that out west, there's just not as much pasture land. You look down at Texas with some of their wildfire issues, there's some major issues coming up.
And we have gotten a little bit of rain here in Iowa overnight. We'll see if we get any more here today and if it makes much of a difference, but still very nice to have at the very least. Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest today. Greg, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Call us at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it as always on Monday, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 5 1/4 at 4:30 even. May soybeans up 8 1/2 at 11:59 3/4. May soybean meal up $2.20 at $3.34.50. May soybean oil up 21 cents at $45.37. Chicago wheat up 6 1/4 at $5.64 even. Minneapolis wheat up 8 1/2 at $6.52 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat up 8 3/4 at $5.73 1/4. And May oats down 2 even at $3.69 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 15 cents at $188.30. March feeder cattle down 77 cents at $252.20. April lean hogs down 60 cents at $87.47. April pork cutout up 70 cents at $94.00 even. And Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $16.75. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.